the Grey Hat Beard podcast.
Hello and welcome to Grey Hat Beard show 43, and we're into part two and we're going to be talking about the South Coast Summit sessions. If you haven't listened to part one, go back and to listen to all the great news. We talked about some lovely updates to SharePoint, the fact that Skype is still alive and is getting updates. Oof. Who would have thought it? And some of our feelings about the Surface events and the great kit that came out, including the very accessible kits that came from that as well. But in this half, myself, Kevin McDonald, if you haven't heard part one, I kind of do the intros, I'm not going to do that again, but myself and Al are going to talk about the South Coast Summit. If you haven't heard, South Coast Summit's coming up on 16th of October. There's also pre-days on the 15th of October. I think, Al, you're doing one on security and compliance.
Yep, all day, a set of workshops on security and compliance. So if you want to learn all about security and compliance, come along.
And I have heard that that day is going to be right at the beginning. You're going to set it up and then sit around all day waiting for it to come through and then finish it at the end. Is that right? Or
we're going to set it up and we're going to wait 3 weeks for it to all come through. You know, that's traditional for compliance demos. So no, we might be putting in a little bit of effort a little bit earlier than that. So hopefully we will have demos actually work on the day.
Whereas my one, I'm there with Zoe Wilson and Chirag Patel. We're talking about Viva and Syntex. And we're going to be trying to set them up on the day and build them all from scratch, which could be entertaining.
I might come to your session just to watch that.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be very good, very much a hands-on workshop, trying to get hands-on with Microsoft Viva and the other technologies there. There's a fantastic hackathon taking place, Power Platform hackathon that I think Chris Huntingford and some others, apologies, I can't remember who else involved on that, but go and check out southcoastsummit.com. There's a whole load of pre-days at a very, very low price that basically pays for the food and if you coffees and things on there, it's all, we're all giving our time for free for that one, so well worth having a look at those.
And they are now 50% off all of them.
Oh, are they? Oh, live update, fantastic news. So yes, cheaper half the price, in fact they're cheaper full price, so really cheaper half the price from there. So yeah, do go and have a look at those. There's also a quiz night happening on the Saturday, so worth sticking around for that. That's going to raise a lot of good money for charity. And if you do, there is going to be, I'm one of the team captains, so come and join Team Grey Hat Beard. I know, Al, did you join my team in the end?
I think I did join you. I felt if it was Team Grey Hat Beard, it would probably be the right place for me. And I will wear a hat. I'll have to dig out a lucky, I don't know whether I've got a lucky hat. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, I'll still be grey. So
fair enough.
That's all right. But anyway, you can tell it's getting late. Sorry, everyone. We're going to get onto the schedule. So for those looking on video, you'll see that we're going to go to southcoastsummit.com and have a look at the session schedule. And what is fantastic to see is quite how many events. Aaron and Nathan done a brilliant job to get as many sessions in as possible. It's a combination of 40-minute sessions, 20-minute sessions. There's one in the breakout rooms. There's one on the theatre on the big stages. You can see quite how many events they're going. If we scroll right, you can see kind of how many different rooms there are going on. I would scroll right from the top, but Aaron, if you're listening, I can't. I have to go down to the bottom and scroll them back up. So yeah, if you get a chance just to tweak that CSS a little bit, that would be lovely. But you can see all the different theatre. Oh, I managed to grab that across. All the different suites. There's so many different rooms. There's so much going on. So what Al and I thought we'd do is we're going to jump over to the session list and pick a few of our favourites from there. Do you want me to go first, Al?
Yeah, go for it.
Where's... Oh, no, it wasn't Power Platform for this one. This was the Accessibility and Inclusion. And this is one of the keynote speakers for the event is Donna Sarkar, absolutely fantastic person from Microsoft. She used to be, was it the Power Platform Advocate wasn't it, really helping people with that, has now changed roles in Microsoft and is in Africa for accessibility. She's such an inspiring individual. I was lucky enough to meet her at Ignite, the tour and the last events before the lockdown kicked in, and just such a powerful person speaking, so much enthusiasm, so much love for community from there. I was particularly inspired, I think, during lockdown. She actually moved to, was it Bermuda, I think, certainly somewhere in the Caribbean for 6 months.
Just Bermuda or Barbados, yeah. It was somewhere that made everybody else jealous.
Yes, definitely the case there, and looked absolutely gorgeous, and not only just went there and, you know, carried on her job remotely, but actually helped with user groups there, setting things up. So really inspirational person, runs her own clothing company as well in her spare time from that, so non-stop. So quite how she is given a session on burnout be gone. If she knows how to deal with burnout, she certainly has so much going on, would have her expertise in there. He's going to talk to her about how you can try and handle burnout. I did misread this at first and thought it was burnout as a service. Thankfully, it's burnout be gone as a service. So she's there going to talk to us about how we can get better at that.
Sounds like a great session.
Yeah, so Saturday, 1 o'clock.
A lot of people are probably feeling burnt out, so yeah. And if anybody is going to tell you how not to be burnt out, Donna will be the person.
He's definitely the one for that. I am noting the ballroom. The last time I saw Donna speak, she was talking with ducks and he made everyone dance. So I'm hoping, being in the ballroom, Donna's not got any good ideas about that. I'm feeling a little nervous around that now I think about it. Next session we talked about, I was on the Power Platform. This one caught your eye with Louise and Yannick.
Yeah, so Louise Fries and Yannick Riekmans. Hello from the other side, how makers and developers make a fusion dev team. And knowing Yannick as being a hardcore dev and Louise being a maker, hardcore maker, kind of delving into the dev side of things.
Learning, always learning.
Yeah. 100 days of learning. I think it's 100 days of code at the moment, isn't it?
100 days of JavaScript, which is impressive. Yeah.
So I think this will be a great session to really kind of make sure that people understand why the dev, the low code and the pro code worlds come together around the Power Platform. And it's certainly something I've seen a lot when dealing with clients where, you know, low code can get so far, pro code can really help them accelerate and get a lot further. So I think this will be a really great session just to see, you know, how the two different groups come together and really make the Power Platform come to life.
And also, I think what low code, you know, a lot of things that developers do is not just writing code. It's making sure you test it, making sure you've got to make it deployable, reusable and things like that. And I think they're going to go into how the makers can consider that side of things as well.
The whole thought process and considerations. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I know I saw Yannick's session at Comsverse about building a hybrid app. Absolutely inspired me, and been playing around with that in the little bits of time I've had since then to get on there. So he really, really knows his stuff from that side, and Louise certainly knows her stuff. As we were talking about in the news, she's been building with Carmen the Provision Genie with the Power Platform side, so certainly knows her stuff there. That'll be well worth a look at that session as well. Next one, I think, was yours as well, Al, was one of the security and compliance, and I think say you're running that track, but you're not, are you?
I'm not running that track. I'm running the collaboration track. So this is a session Graham Hosking and Dan Cousineau doing approaches to managing insider risk in a work from anywhere world. And we had Graham on doing a session around insider risk on our user group, the M365 Security and Compliance user group, and it's such an awesome feature. It's got so many tools to help organizations just manage what people are doing and highlight things where, you know, it's somebody inside the organization, an internal threat rather than an external threat. So yeah, looking forward to seeing these guys present on that. So I think Dan's still with Microsoft, I think, and Graham has recently left. So they know their stuff around this. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing seeing that and seeing what they say about Insider Risk.
Yeah, Graham has left Microsoft recently, hasn't he? Updated the site yet.
Yeah, he has. So, yeah, but definitely both of them know their stuff. And this will be a really interesting session.
Well, in terms of insider risk, that's obviously bad actors in an organisation, but is that also someone gets into an organisation? So that's considered insider risk as well, isn't it?
It's things like, you know, when somebody resigns, okay, I want to be watching their activity and maybe looking at it differently from what the usual activity would be and tracking, you know, how they're downloading files, what they're doing with labels and things like that, and being able to identify those patterns based on events, but also just based on, you know, what you expect people to do. So it's very much AI based around picking up different patterns than just the activities. I'm stealing Graham's thunder now, and I'm probably not doing it justice.
We have to be careful. Some of these sessions are only 20 minutes, so we can't describe them too much because cover the whole session. And some of these sessions we know quite well. And I'm being a little bit cheeky with this one because those who are watching along may recognise one of the names there. But I'm joining Sarah Fenner to speak about Viva Topics and specifically the feed on knowledge to harvest with Viva Topics, even if you are a minnow. Really looking forward to this one. It is in the Sainsbury room, not the Sainsbury's room. So there's going to be no meal deals or anything, I'm sad to say. Feel free if you want to bring a meal deal. It is at 2 o'clock. Some of us might be eating a little bit late. But what we're going to talk about is a lot of people sort of seen Viva Topics. I know Mott MacDonald's was the kind of early one where they were talking about Cortex. It was talked about there. They see massive organizations, but actually understanding where you can get the value of your knowledge, even in smaller organizations. And I think this is a big push for Microsoft coming to sort of say Viva Topics can be used across different size organizations and what differences to look out for there. So we'll give some tips on how you can prepare environment, set your things up for Viva Topics. And I will certainly be able to do this because we've been setting up neatly for CPS and getting that live, hopefully just in time for that as well. So I really can share the experience we've seen from there. I do keep finding your name popping up as an expert in things, Al. So we need to swap some of those.
I think we need to retire that.
My favourite one that's come up so far in that, and apologies if you do come to that session, I'll probably drop this in as well. Someone was an expert in 4Xs because they had a tendency to put 4Xs in their documents and then replace it with a proper thing later. Apparently didn't always replace it as often. So Hodge, if you're listening, yes, you do need to update that in all those documents. And I have warned him about that. But yeah, should be a lovely session. And I should say, recently made MVP, Sarah Fenner.
Congratulations to Sarah. Yeah, last time we saw her down at Comsverse, she wasn't. And next time we see her, she will be.
Absolutely. Very exciting. Which leads nicely on to talking about planning a career. And this one with Alison Mulligan, also in, I think she's still an MVP, is she? Yeah. Yeah, still an MVP. And I've always found Alison really inspiring because she's a recruiter. And I know recruiters don't always have the best name in the industry, but she's shown how to do it properly. She's got involved in the community. She's shared her thoughts. She's got involved to the point where she's been made an MVP. And she shows she knows her stuff around the subject as well as helping get people jobs. And is going to be talking about planning a career in planning a career in Power Platform. There's a lot of plus and pos in there that I hope she's practiced on a little bit. But I love listening to Alison speak, and I think it'll be really interesting to see what she talks about, because she's got the side of knowing about Power Platform and you know, what, from a recruiter's point of view, she knows what people out there are looking for as well. So I can really add some insight into that one.
But she, as you say, she also knows the skill sets inside out and knows, you know, not only the words that people are asking for when they're asking her for jobs, but she knows what candidates might have and what their potential might have as well. So, yeah, that should be a really great session, actually.
Absolutely. And then talking, you were mentioning the that you're running a collab one track. One of the ones from there was working with templates in Microsoft 365 with a friend of the show, Chirag Patel.
Absolutely. And I think this is where, you know, this a way to save time is to make things easy. And, you know, using templates to, you know, provision teams and lists and, you know, just makes so much sense. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing this.
Easy and consistent as well.
Easy and consistent. Absolutely. You know, make it easy for your users and they will start to use it. So, yeah, looking forward to this one.
So that's 2:30 in the Richards room. I was just debating whether to say Chirag was easy and consistent as well, but no, it won't go that way. Won't go that way. From there, it's certainly consistent at drinking whiskey on there, as we found, I'm sure we will find on the Friday before. So hopefully we won't break too much. Yeah. next one's another one, your collaboration track, and you seem to be keeping it in the old family, this one.
Ah, yes, old colleague, Sam Graber. I guess this is something that I used to present on, and it's great to see other people picking up on this. You know, how do we manage work? You know, when you've got to manage work and you've got to manage activities and tasks, planner's great, but there are loads of other options. And actually, many organisations need to know more about those options and need to be able to choose, you know, the right option for the right scenario. So, yeah, good session from somebody who really knows their subject. There's not many people out there who know about project management and work management the way Sam does. So, another great session.
And I think this will be his first in-person talk, won't it? I know he did a couple of virtual ones, but...
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who will be doing their first in-person talk at South Coast Summit. So it'd be great to see all of these new speakers. I know, you know, over the last 18 months, many of us have been, you know, longing to go back and do this, but for many people, it will be their first in-person event. And, I reckon there'll be a few nerves kicking around on the Saturday for all those virgin speakers.
It will be when I see Sam and wind him up a bit. Definitely.
Now you wouldn't do that, would you?
He knows I would.
That laugh says it all.
No, I won't wind him up too much. I'll see how nervous he's actually looking. If he's being cocky, then I'll wind him up a little bit. But I saw his session. He spoke at the Microsoft 365 Virtual Marathon, and his kind of background's very much project management and working as a project manager. So it's a really good insight from there on the different tools. Should be good to see. Next one, so I'm looking after the data and AI track, and we have within that a gentleman I met for the first time actually at Comptverse, who works for Microsoft in Italy. I think it's Milan he's based in, isn't he? And that's Marco Rocca, and he's going to be talking about AI Builder in action. So that capability within Power Platform to use those pre-built models and things as part of AI and kind of recognize things. And I think a lot of people think about machine learning and AI as just something really complex. What Marco's going to show is how you can use that to make it a lot easier, build it into your Power Platform, whether that's Power Apps or Power Automate, and show you can do things like form processing, object detection and things like that. And really looking forward to see what he shares on that.
Marco knows his stuff as well.
And he does. And so you could certainly prepare a question about licensing. That's always a fun topic with AI Builder if you want to keep on his toes there.
Pretty cruel, isn't it?
I remember who asked. Oh, no, actually, no, it was Moraine who asked you the licensing question, wasn't it, at Comsverse?
So. Oh, yeah. Well, there's certain hecklers I expect to ask those sorts of questions.
I actually sat there thinking, I'm going to be good. I'm not going to mention the licensing words. And I'll pop Moraine next to me, which made me
absolutely
laugh.
Absolutely, yeah.
On that one. So that was, Marco was a really lovely guy, and sadly missed his session, but I have got it on my watch list from Comsverse to catch up. That he was talking about something else then, so this will be a new one, and that's at 4 o'clock, so getting near the end of the day, which brings us on to the last session of the day, which is Keith Watling, one of your I was about to say co-organisers of the London Power Platform Group, but I think former co-organisers, isn't he? For Keith, was he still involved?
Still involved, yeah.
Oh, I thought he said he was stepping back at some point.
We've all been a little tardy about organising stuff. Let's put it that way.
True. But yeah, Keith's talking on how I found luck. I think it'll be interesting.
Of all the people to do a session on that, Keith is definitely one to listen to. If you've never heard Keith talk and present, well worth it. Go along and listen to Keith. He's a fantastic speaker.
Really
engaging, and sometimes quite funny, and sometimes quite serious. So yeah, go along
and have a listen to that.
I'm sure
those who don't know his background, he worked, he was actually a bus driver, wasn't he? He certainly worked with the buses.
Yeah,
and came from that and sort of taught himself Power Platform and got more and more involved in it on there. You know, another great story of how technology can change things. And maybe you learn from Alison about how you can do your career with Power Platform. But I think probably taught her as many things as well.
So. Yep. So, yeah, great way to end the day.
Yeah, so I think we're really good. Well you, great way to end the last session, but then there will be drinks, there will be the pub quiz. I think there'll be plenty of things going on at the event. So try not to rush off if you can. Even if you're not drinking, stick around. Chris Huntingford's going to be around at the pub quiz, so it's going to be entertaining and lively, whatever happens. I think it is fair to say. So, do stick around. I know it can be a long drive for some people, but the longer you can be there, I think it will carry on being a good event into the evening as well.
And the pub quiz is, what, £10 a ticket, and it's all for charity for breast cancer awareness.
Thank you. I was trying to find where that was on the charity, but yes. Absolutely.
So through Breast Cancer UK, so for a great cause. If you've been to the Scottish Summit, then you'll be familiar with the format. It's usually good fun. Anybody can win.
It's always good fun.
Yeah, absolutely, always good fun. So yeah, do register for a ticket, and yeah, we hope to see you there, because all those nerves will have gone, everybody will be relaxed, and it should be a good evening.
Yeah, no, it should be good. One last thing to mention that I had completely forgot to. I mentioned that Grey Hat Beard's going to be recording a podcast there. We've actually got a load of other podcasters, and let me just make sure I don't miss anyone out from this one. So we have Practical 365 with their recording. There's actually, I'm still waiting to get final confirmation, but the plan is that there will be a table above a balcony looking down onto the main floor where all the sponsors and some of the theatre sessions will be going on. So we'll be able to get that buzz, background buzz from the event itself. We've got Practical 365 with Steve Goodman and Paul Robichaud is going to be there. New Habits with the folks from Adding 365. So Susie Dean and Wes Hackett's going to be recording. Shabazz Dar's going to record his new podcast with that one. And hopefully Cloud Conversations, although I'm not sure if Pete's coming. I must chase Pete on that one and find out if Kat's going to record on that as well. But we'll be having some podcast recording, so do look out for them. Give them a wave. Try not to put too many swear words, because some of them are nice podcasts, and it takes a lot of time to bleep things out. So don't heckle too much from the balcony, especially when Grey Hat Beard's recording. But we should have a nice podcast track going on from there as well.
Sounds good.
So yeah, do check it out. Let us know on Twitter at Grey Hat Beard if there's any other sessions, or if you're really upset because we've missed your session, apologies. There are some other fantastic ones. I saw Paul Dredge talking about intranets, why intranets fail on there. Chris Edwards from CPS, I know, is speaking on the Power Platform. Looking forward to that. So the sessions we got are just some of the ones that jumped out at us from there as well. But there are so many other good ones worth looking out for as well.
Yeah, and there's lots of speakers. And just remember, all of these in-person events, you'll see the speakers wandering around. You can go ask some questions. You can ask some questions afterwards. It's a
just great not about licensing.
Yeah, you can ask Kevin about licensing. it's a great way to network, great way to meet people. Really great way to learn. So, yeah, do come along to South Coast Summit. We hope to see everybody there.
Absolutely. We'd love to see as many as possible at the event. Otherwise, thank you very much. We'll be on in about a week and a half's time by the time this goes out. We are hoping to get a few new speakers lined up, and I think that's certainly one of my aims for the South Coast Summit, is to wrap up some future guests. So if there are people you'd like to hear from, please let us know. We're happy to reach out to people and see who we can get. Yes, I have asked Jeff Teeper. No, I haven't had a response on that yet, but we would love to get more people on there. So let us know who you'd like to hear from.
And if you want a subject that interests you, then let us know about a subject that interests you as well, and then we will find the right person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But otherwise, we'll wrap up there. I've been Gray.
I've been Hurt.
And Beard has been sorting his house out. Thank you very much. Speak to you all soon. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Grey Hat Beard Podcast. The song Drink Up My Mateys was brought to you by Black Bones under a non-commercial attribution license.